is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to Taking
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You're taking over. But most of what God does is in secret. Amen. Quietly. Let's get it back up. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Can we drive this reality home to where our thinking begins to change? We begin to realize that the kingdom of God is within us. People are looking for the kingdom of God out there somewhere. He says, no, the kingdom of God has come without observation. It's quietly coming to the earth. Do you know why Jesus came when he came? Think about it. Why couldn't the Lord have sent him as soon as Adam fell? He just stepped right on in, changed everything. Why? Why was that? Why did he wait almost 42 generations and then come? Because the Bible says he came in the fullness of time. But that fullness of time had nothing to do with your calendar. Or time, or watch, or BC, or AD. It had nothing to do with that. The fullness of time. In other words, the setting was right. Amen. See, sometimes God hadn't showed up for you because the setting's not right. He should have been here yesterday. No, the setting ain't right. What are we talking about? The setting. Listen, Jesus brought a message on a kingdom. All the nations that conquered before the time of the Romans, when they conquered a nation, they were going to the nation, they would enslave the people like Babylon and bring the people from out of their nation into their nation and make them slaves. But the Romans had a different methodology. They would go into a nation, conquer the nation, set up Rome in the nation, colonize the nation. They would have to learn Latin. They would have to wear Roman clothing. They would learn the Roman culture. They would become Romans. So the setting was right for the king to come because he was bringing a kingdom. And the Romans were operating like Jesus would operate. And so the fullness of time, so people would understand the language. And he talked about Lord and King. Are you following me? Before that, it was always take them, bring them captive, bring them into your nation. But the Romans were spreading everything around. In other words, they were going to, the Roman Empire was the longest ruling empire ever and the most like the kingdom of God in operation. Romans could go certain places. A Roman citizen could go to a far land and find a place that they really liked as their, you know, and go back, send back to Rome and say, we found a parcel of land here. Rome would send administrators, soldiers, you name it, and they would take that land over. Amen. And it would become part of Rome. Amen. Over time, they'd speak Latin. They'd become Roman. They'd take on the Roman customs and everything. How many understand that the kingdom of God works like that? Amen. The kingdom of God is like leaven. If you ever seen yeast, I used to work with a baker. I used to see this every Saturday morning when they would put the yeast in the tubs with the dough. I'd have to be there early in the morning and the dough wouldn't have risen. They'd put these blocks of yeast in the dough. And by the time we got back in about noontime, those tubs of dough would be because the yeast got in them. See, this is what the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God is like. And so this is why he came when he came in the fullness of time. Amen, amen. Because then now the people will understand this language. They will understand kingdom, how the kingdom of God works. That's why he spoke in parables so many times. And the kingdom of God is like, the kingdom of God is like this. So now they could understand. The reason they killed him is because he stood up and he said he was a king. But he undermined everything that the world was doing and deeming to be successful in such. He said, blessed are the meek. The Romans were very proud. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You know, he turned everything upside down, the Beatitudes. So we need to understand how Jesus works. But now that same kingdom has come to you without observation. You look the same, pretty much. You know, if you got saved yesterday, you look the same. You know, people say, how'd you feel when you got saved? My hands look new. No, they didn't. Well, they might have. They might, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? They were the same hands. But you felt new in that. But the kingdom came without observation. You among a crowd of people, you were just blending with the crowd. Even though now you're governed by another kingdom. You're part of another world. And this is what we must understand. You have to discover the hidden you. I'm not talking about the you that the world has defined. You know, the you that your spirit experiences have defined. The you that I'm talking about the you that were before, excuse me, the you that were before the womb. I hear a lot of mms. That's like, I can hear you, but I ain't hearing you. The you, see, there's a part of you that's divine. Yes. I didn't say from the vine, I said divine. There's a part, look at someone, tell them there's a part of you that's divine. It's your spirit. Your spirit is eternal. That means it had no beginning, no end. It came out of eternity. We didn't just, you know, time has not defined us. Well, for many, it has. And what it's done is hidden the real you. Because the real you is a purpose. Yes. Amen. The real you, God had a, listen, God's not trying to figure out what to do with you. What ministry you should be part of, where you should go to church, what you should do, what type of, all that was planned long before you got here. The reality is that the enemy that we have and the influence of the world that is fallen and the fallen nature that was surrounded with has tried to redefine that, has tried to cover that up to keep you from true identity. Why? Because the devil knows if you ever really embraced your true identity. He knows that. So what does he do? Deception, lies, influences, well-meaning people that have nothing to do with your destiny, amen, trying to tell you how to do it. And then you waste a whole lot of time with people have nothing to do with destiny or purpose, aren't attached to your frequency or anything. You're trying to convince people. Amen. Affirmed by crowds. Crowds don't affirm you. Amen. If you're ever going to be affirmed, it's going to be in the secret place. Amen. That's where you need to be affirmed. You need to come out into this world affirmed. How is it that the Lord could say about Jesus at the baptism of John, this is my beloved son? It's what the Father said from heaven. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus hadn't laid hands on anybody. He hadn't preached a message. He hadn't done anything of significance as far as kingdom. But the Lord said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. If you don't understand, it's not your performance in which God is well pleased. It's you, his creation, all by yourself. Because you are. That's just about, that's where it starts. But so often we're heaped upon with all this stuff from the world where it's based upon your performance. How well you performed. How many you running on a Sunday morning? What the offerings look like? What job you work? Kind of car you drive? Kind of bag is that? Nothing wrong with nice quality stuff, but that don't define you. That doesn't affirm you. Let me tell you something. Prostitutes got better bags. Drug dealers drive the what? Ferraris, Rolls Royces. Amen. So what? What affirms us is the Father. And some of us have lost that voice, that affirmation. And so we're struggling. You get into the rat race. And you try to convince people. Have nothing to do with your destiny. Trying to impress people that won't ever see you again in their life. All this stuff. You've lost. Tell somebody, you got to find you again. The authentic you. The real you. The one that God didn't make another one. Come on, he didn't make another you. That's why you got to become your best friend. Tell somebody, you got to know you. That's the reason why some people don't like to belong, because they don't like themselves. They're scared of themselves. Try it. Try to get alone for half an hour by yourself. No music. No TV. No phone. No nothing. Just you. My people said, no. Not yet. Watch this. You'll find something. Or someone try to drag you away from.
Amen. Amen.
Because you get in touch with the real you that's down in there, that wants to get out of there. Amen. So the kingdom of God has come without observation. It's come without observation. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18. Now, we establish the fact that in Revelation 1:6, that the Lord has made us to be kings. Is that right? Amen. He's made us to be kings and priests. Let me just establish this too. The adversary that we have in this world is a prince. He's known as a prince. The prince in Ephesians 2 and 2, the prince of the power of the air. The prince, he runs this system, this dark, broken system. But he's a prince. He's not a king.
Thank you so much for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Today, we're continuing our look at 10 people you cannot help. Now, I know that phrase.